Talk Live, you are invited to take control of these airwaves here at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Still to come here tonight, Allie is going to tell us about a young entrepreneur, 11 years old. We'll tell you what he's doing. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm, and it is Ian here with you.
And Allie.
We'll continue here. We're actually going to go right into your phone calls to start this hour out, and then, Allie, please pull up the story about the young man who
is
a successful entrepreneur before he's even reached his teenage years. Let's go first, though, to Jason, listening, or rather connecting with us on Skype. Hello, Jason. You're calling from Springfield.
Hello.
Hey, Jason. You're on the air.
This is the first time I've used Skype to call in, so I'm curious to see how well it goes.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to call in because you guys were talking about homophobia, which I have this belief that it usually is rooted in religion somewhere. It doesn't seem to me that there's any rational reason for homophobia except for religion.
I bet that they're homophobic atheists, though.
Oh, I bet so, too.
As soon as you have a homophobic atheist, it kind of smashes your argument, don't you think? Well, it's rooted in something else, I think.
Yeah, just look at the people, for instance, who hate another person because of their skin color. Is that necessarily religious? No, it's just that people like to find reasons to differentiate themselves and hate other people. I don't know why that is.
Well, I think the reasons people might be homophobic and the reasons they might be drawn to a certain religion could be similar reasons or the same reason even, right?
That's possible. Yeah, it's certainly true that many religions are very intolerant towards homosexuals, so it's certainly true that there's going to be a lot of crossover. I'll give you that one.
Well, I think what happens is, you know, you can't think of religion as, you know, isolated. It kind of defines a community in a lot of ways. So you can have an origin in religion, and then you can later have atheists that kind of share the same belief structure, even though they don't exactly know where it comes from. They kind of adopt homophobic tendencies because it's politically popular, so to speak. So I see what you're saying with, you know, if you have an atheist that's homophobic, it kind of defeats my argument, but not when you think about how religion impacts society as a whole.
Yeah, I think you're making an argument there. I mean, it's certainly true that religion is very, in a lot of ways, a lot of religions are homophobic, and so that is going to have an impact generally in how people behave. And I think another factor as far as why people are homophobic is, and as one of the commenters pointed out here on this story about the Russian thugs, which unfortunately I think I've closed at this point, but the commenter was alluding to what you had suggested, Allie, and that was that these Russian thugs may actually be closeted homosexuals themselves and would essentially be acting out and projecting their homosexual desires onto these the people that they're beating, and ultimately they're beating themselves by the sort of disconnected way. They're punishing themselves. They don't want to admit their attraction maybe to
right.
to the same sex,
which kind of touches on what I'm saying about maybe the reasons why one might be homophobic and drawn to religion is that they like an inability to be able to accept yourself and seeing certain attributes as sins or flaws. And if you're gay and someone has instilled in you this idea that being gay is bad, probably your parents, give kids the idea, but it could have been, anyone could have, it's the same way that you build a phobia for spiders. As soon as someone freaks out when they see a spider and smashes it,
you know that
spiders are bad, right? So you see some homophobic behavior, some comments maybe, and you realize that being gay is bad, and then once you start to realize that maybe you are somewhat attracted to the same sex, you resent that about yourself, and you see
and so
it
you lash out.
Sinful, and maybe you'll join a church so that you can repent for these feelings you have.
Or so you can prove to yourself that you're not actually gay, or prove to the rest of the world that you're not actually gay. Look, see, I'm not gay. I'm beating this gay man, so therefore I must not be gay.
Right.
Or
look how much I hate gay people.
Or look at the politicians who speak the loudest about anti-gay this and that, and then they get caught in the bathroom, doing some sort of gay thing with one of their aides or something like that.
Right.
So I wanted to talk about that real quickly, but then I wanted to contrast the hypocrisy of the whole thing. I mean, everybody's heard Leviticus 18:22, which is like the foundation of the homophobia. But
can you refresh me? I don't really know my Bible offhand.
Oh, okay. It's the one that says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It's an abomination."
Hmm.
But not many people have heard of Genesis 1:29, which says, God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food." Now, if you think about how you grow marijuana, or even cocaine or poppy seeds for heroin, it is a plant that comes from seed. So here you have this religious community that reads the Bible and they stringently agree that homophobia or homosexuality is evil and bad and wrong and sinful. But then at the same time, they have this Bible that says that, God gave you all plants that come from seed. And then they still speak out against drugs, and drugs are bad and all that stuff. So I just really wanted to point out the hypocrisy of basically, preachers or whatever. They really just use the Bible to say whatever they want.
It's true. Like, if you were to just read the Bible and you don't know, if you've never met any Christians, you don't know what it is that Christians stand for or believe, and you just read the Bible, then you might have all kinds of ideas about what it is they believe. But then when you meet them, it's really about interpreting the Bible, right? It's the same way with any book. You and I could read the same book, Ian, and I could think it's about war, and you could think it's about, relationships.
You can totally get a different takeaway from a piece of art. That's absolutely true. Thanks for the call tonight, Jason. I appreciate your thoughts. And there's certainly no shortage of hypocrisy when it comes to the world's religions. And I don't want to make it sound like we're just picking on Christianity. It's just that we're more likely to talk about Christianity.
I just know more Christians than any other religious people.
Right. I mean, I went to Christian camp when I was a kid. Allie, did you do that?
Yeah, I did Christian camp.
Was it like a week-long thing?
It was a week-long. It's called Camp World Song.
Is that in Alabama?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
It was fun. It was a lot of walking. It was good exercise, but it was, looking back on some of the most extreme experiences, it was very creepy. I got saved at church camp.
What was extreme?
Well, we had this thing, and I can't remember if that's what we called Vespers or something. No, it was called the candlelight service, and we would all carry...
After dinner kind of thing?
Well, it was like a big deal at the end of the camp, because we're singing songs and doing teamwork exercises all week long, and it's fun, and you learn who you hate and who you love in your own cabin or whatever. So
you're supposed to hate people.
Well,
who would Jesus hate?
We're 13-year-old girls.
Yeah.
We're catty. So then you have the candlelight service, and basically we're all we all have these lit candles, and we're all like packed into this small like chapel thing, and they tell you a really sad story, probably about some sinner that never accepted Jesus and then died
went
in some
to hell
terrible accident, and like, who knows if she's in hell now.
What was the denomination of the camp?
I don't think it had a specific denomination.
Really? Just like Christian? Just
I came from a Southern Baptist, I shouldn't say Southern Baptist, from a Baptist church.
Because, like, why would a Baptist church send their kids to, say, a Presbyterian camp or
right.
whatever, right?
I don't think it was really denominational, but, like, we would have group discussions about, like, interpreting certain things. I remember there was disagreements.
Did you have, like, the camp boyfriend for the week?
No, it was all girl.
No kidding.
All girl.
Oh, wow. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can select all girl counselors, all girl yep. campers, and everything.
You can't have any temptation at Christian camp.
Oh, there was plenty of, but it was co-ed at
I remember them flirting with a lawn boy. Like, that's how horny we were.
That is funny. 855-450-FREE. Take control here. Tell us your camp stories or whatever's on your mind goes. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, the young entrepreneur story as well.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. take control toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features do include our chat room. Allie is in the chat room right now.
I am. I'm laughing in the chat.
And do you want to tell us what you're laughing at, or is
inappropriate? Well, it's funny because I think about how things I say can be. Sometimes I'm doing devil's advocate, or I am speaking from the position of the person we're making fun of or criticizing, and so someone in the chat is quoting me and taking me out of context. It's pretty funny.
All right. So you can go in there at cam.freetalklive.com. You can actually watch the show and listen and chat with other listeners at the same time, all for free. Cam.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about force field energy on the show quite a bit, and that's because the opportunity here is pretty interesting. It's a unique opportunity in that this company has some pretty cool products like LED lighting, organic Rankine cycle conversion. This basically is a machine that converts heat from things like smokestacks and turns the heat into usable electricity. Pretty cool products, and I'm invested in force field energy, and you can be too by buying stock symbol FNRG on the OTCQB exchange through your favorite broker, or if you've got a significant amount to invest, at least 25 grand, you can get the stock at $4 per share. But there's some details that you need to know about, like, you know, the fact that you'll have to hold the stock for 6 months in order to keep that that rate. You can go to forcefieldenergy.com and click contact us to get more details about how and what all the details are about that, what they call private placement of the stock. But if you just want to buy the stock for the regular price, you can go and buy FNRG on the OTCQB exchange. But go and learn more about the company. Do your due diligence and do the research necessary, because investments do involve risk. Forcefieldenergy.com. Click contact us to learn more and get in touch directly with the CEO and the other folks over at forcefieldenergy.com. So 855-453 is the toll-free number. Back to Skype, where we have Michael on the line. And, Michael, you're in San Jose, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Go with your thoughts.
Good, good. Just want to make sure you heard me. All right. Yeah. I don't know. I knew somebody from Russia who was a female, and she worked for Russian media and whatnot. And she said, well, there was a lot of gays in the media that worked in it,
mm-hmm.
and there were gays in Russia, but you weren't allowed to be out loud and proud kind of thing, right?
Right.
And I would say that, I mean, I know this might be hard for you guys to hear, but are you noticing more, you know, since the buildup of this war, there's been more and more of this anti-gay stuff coming from Russia all of a sudden through our media?
Are you talking about the Syrian conflict?
Right. You know, because Russia's backing Syria, Obama, you know, Obama and Obama and Russia,
I personally haven't noticed it.
No, these stories came out before the Syrian situation.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, they knew something was coming down the pike. They know it far before it's going to hit the news, right?
What are you suggesting?
So now, I mean, just hear me out. Now, all of a sudden, you're starting to hear it a lot more. Obama, of course, met with a gay group over in Moscow, but I want to say that they're pointing the finger at these other countries about how bad they are, right? Russia included in the case where they treat gays, but I want to say that there could be a little bit of a propaganda twist here to give Obama some support. I mean, hey, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm playing a little bit of conspiracy.
Okay. I mean, I guess I see where you're coming from. It seems like a reach. I mean, it seems like a reach considering that some of these stories are coming from the Russian news.
Right. I mean, and maybe they want to get that out too. I don't know.
I would not be surprised if the United States would try to go on some propaganda campaign to, you know, make their enemies look bad. Obviously, that's something that any government would do.
That's what I'm angling at. That's what I'm angling at.
But the thing is, I don't think it would work here because we're not, I mean, maybe in the future, if the United States wants to go to war with Russia, they'll do that. But I think going to war with Syria.
Policies?
Yeah. but maybe going to war in Syria, they're not going to bring up the homophobia stuff in Russia. Maybe they'll wait till they want to have war with Russia to do that.
Well, there are other countries as well where there's some outrageous policies. Is it Uganda? There's one of the African countries that I believe starts with a U that is horrible, even worse than the Russian policies.
Rwanda?
I only brought up, I'm not sure, I'll have to look into it, but I only brought it up tonight because, you know, we were saying nice things about Vladimir Putin in the first hour, and I wanted to make it clear that this is not a nice man.
Right, right. I mean, what I'm getting at here is that I think that you're gonna see more of that because it almost as if we're at war with Russia, not Syria. The way you know they've been facing off against Putin and Putin in the newspapers and everything. And I don't know. I just think there's a little bit of propaganda against Russia. Not to say that it doesn't happen. It does. And this is kind of a carryover from the old Soviet days. I mean, you know. Under Soviet Union and Russia, you couldn't come out and be gay. No way. There's no way you could. I mean, you think under Joe Stalin, you could go around waving a rainbow flag and a tutu? I doubt it.
Well, so what you're saying is this isn't really newsworthy to you. You've already been aware that there have been some, some very anti-gay policies there. It's just, I guess maybe it's getting worse, right? Like now they're targeting people who support gays. Now there are laws that, you know, say that if you are an alleged gay supporter, you can be arrested and held for 14 days and interrogated or whatever. I mean, so
right. Now,
things,
I mean,
are not getting better.
Now, how do you guys feel about, like, Pussy Riot? Like, I thought that was terrible what Pussy Riot did. They went to a church where people were minding their own business, and they decide to have a freak show, right? I mean,
they sang a song. I mean,
yeah, I know, but that's disrupting that person who's in churches.
Sure, sure, no doubt about that, but that doesn't deserve prison time.
Isn't it a state-owned church?
No, well, it's not really. No, go ahead.
In former Soviet Union, sure. But how about this? They went there to worship God, right? And under our rules, like you're not allowed, you wouldn't be allowed to do something like that.
But
right?
But
you
under.
Definitely get arrested for disturbing the peace, wouldn't you?
Not necessarily. You could be asked to leave. If you don't leave, you could be arrested for trespass, I think, in that particular case. And point of information, you wouldn't go to prison for a trespass arrest in the United States. So, I mean, you can disagree, and I think that we talked about the Pussy Riot case here quite a bit on Free Talk Live, and the way those women are being treated is horrifying in Russian prison. You know, they did violate the property rights of the Russian Orthodox Church. That much is sure. That's true. But at the same time, they didn't do any damage to the church property, and so therefore, there shouldn't be this ridiculous punishment that they've received.
Well, how about this? I mean, the other thing is you got to remember where you are, right? In the case of Russia, things are strict there, man. It's just the way it is.
Are you justifying the punishment of the Pussy Riot folks?
No, I'm okay. Not. But at the same
time,
well,
then we're in agreement.
Not act like a clown in Russia. I mean, you can do that here. I mean, we have the right to act like an idiot.
Oh,
here, right?
Dealing with the Russian cops is a pretty serious business, and yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that there's some serious consequences to that. And I think Pussy Riot was heroic for being able to stand up to that. Thanks, Michael.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time, warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can throw some bitcoins in the tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can find the Bitcoin address to which you can contribute. There's also a Bitcoin chip in there that makes it easy to send Bitcoins our way. But you got to have Bitcoins first before you can give them to anybody or, you know, sell things and or buy things with them. In order to have Bitcoins, you have to have a wallet in which to put the Bitcoins. And you can get that wallet for free at blockchain.info. It's an online Bitcoin wallet, and it's encrypted, so therefore the NSA doesn't have access to your money. And nor does blockchain, by the way. Blockchain.info is where you can go and get your wallet, get it started, and then install the app for your Android or iPhone to make it even easier to transfer Bitcoin from and to whomever you like around the world. Bitcoin's an amazing technology. It's a currency. It's a financial transaction system that actually is decentralized, meaning that there's nobody in charge. Nobody is, you know, there's no centralized authority here. There's no bank in charge. There's no corporation that came up with this. It's an open source project to put money and the power of the dollar or of money in your own hands. I'm not silly to call this a dollar. It's not a dollar at all. Bitcoins are worth $100-something, $130 or something like that right now. And they're always changing. You know, sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, but it's always more valuable than the dollar these days.
It'll be funny if one day parents are telling their kids, son, I'm going to teach you the value of a Bitcoin.
Yeah. Remember, well, let me show you this old dollar, son. We used to have these green pieces of paper where you actually had to trade them directly with another human being. You don't have to do that with Bitcoin.
And all the businesses had to take them.
Yeah, exactly. Blockchain.info is where you can go. Get your Bitcoin wallet today. It's free, and they've got some other cool tools there as well. Let's go back to the phones here, and in this case, back to Skype. We haven't actually had any callers tonight. Everybody's
been
on Skype.
Skype thing is working out.
It is great. I do love the Skype calls because they sound awesome most all the time. Nathan, you're in Texas. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you guys brought up Stephen Molyneux earlier, and I was wondering if you've been listening to his last show. He was talking about this issue of single motherhood or single parents, and he basically equated it to child abuse, it sounded like.
Whoa.
And he had this kind of scenario where he was talking about, like in LibPair, how, you know, how people would get insurance.
Libertarian paradise, is that what you mean there?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, sorry, okay. A little Freedom Fiends terminology.
Gotcha.
There. But yeah, basically, yeah, he was outlining this scheme whereby, like, parents would buy insurance and they would be responsible for, like, the crimes of their kids, and if, you know, their kids were found to have certain, you know, like a smaller prefrontal cortex or whatever, or if they lived in a single parent, like a single mother home, then your insurance rate would go up. And
I think his theory about how parents should be held responsible for their kids' actions is convincing in the way that it's true that it seems like the way your parents choose to parent you will influence what choices you make as an adult. Like, kids that are abused as children are more likely to be delinquents as they grow up.
Yeah, but how does that encourage people to develop their own sense of responsibility for themselves?
Well, I think the idea is that the responsibility is with the parents, not raise a psychopath.
Yeah, that's how he was putting it. He was making it sound like, you know, these parents are directly responsible. But so, A, he was saying they should be directly responsible for what their kids do up to, you know, some cutoff age.
I think that the parents should be responsible for what they do to their kids. I think that beating your kids is a violation of their rights, and
no
you should
doubt.
Be responsible for that. But I don't know about if I think the kids, I kind of feel like they should be responsible for their own actions. You know,
well,
if they're
right.
If they can be victims of abuse, then they can also be aggressors themselves. I don't know why.
I was never abused by my parents. My parents were good to me. They never hit me there was one time my mom slapped me when I was a teenager, but that was only once. And I was, you know, mouthing off to her or whatever. But generally, my parents had a no spanking policy, so I was never really, you know, treated poorly by them. And
you know, it's funny. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ian, but like I do the same thing where I talk about my relationship with my parents, and everyone will say like my parents were mostly peaceful with me. I mean, there was that one time where they acted violent towards me, and it's easy to like sweep that under the rug, like. Since it was just a one-time thing, it's definitely better than it being a regular occurrence, but still, it says something about the relationship if your parents ever even had it in their mind that they will just, like, hit you if they don't like what you have to say.
I get what you're saying, but I was 16 or whatever at
like,
the time.
Can you imagine,
basically, I was grown up at
can
that
you imagine,
point.
Imagine if I was like, yeah, Ian, when I was on Free Talk Live, Ian and I had a mostly peaceful relationship. I mean, one time he did slap me across the face because I stumbled over my words, but most of the time, he was peaceful.
No, I get what you're saying,
Allie.
You
would never think to do that.
Come on. Look, it stands out because it was the one thing that I'd done. And I don't even remember what I said to deserve it. I think I said the S word or something like that.
But everyone says that they did something to deserve it. When it's a one-time thing, they're like, oh, well, my mom or my dad was at their wit's end, obviously.
I'm not excusing what she did, but they never spanked me as a child.
Well, that's
good. And that means that I got to age 16 before my mom laid a hand on me. So she basically slapped me as an adult, essentially.
Well, that's better than hitting a child, I guess.
I don't think that what she did was right, but it's a lot better than hitting a child. And my point was, I was not abused by my parents. I was a relatively good kid, but there were still some things that I did. I was a troublemaker at school, for instance. I mean, that didn't have anything to do with my parents. It was just me acting out at school because school sucks, and I, you know, was bored or whatever, and I wanted to cause trouble at school. Had I known that I didn't have to be held responsible for my own actions, that might have made me act out even further in that case.
What? Why?
Well, gosh, if you know somebody else is going to...
If you're not responsible, I'm sorry.
If you can get drunk and then the next morning someone else wakes up with a headache, you'll drink all kinds of crazy.
Yeah, I misunderstood what you said.
Yeah, so same thing with my parents. Gosh, I mean, if I would have known that, maybe I would have done even worse things in that case. So I think that's a terrible idea, holding parents responsible for the actions of their kids. But go ahead, Nathan. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, but what I actually wanted to call about was a comment that Molyneux made earlier than that, and you alluded to, which is the single parenthood issue. He basically said that if you have a single parent, you know, that's a form of child abuse, and so you're more likely to be a rapist, and you're more likely to be a criminal, and he had this kind of, you know, that's the kind of tone he was taking in the episode. And
wow.
I was wondering, like, how do you feel about that? Do you think that single parents are inherently abusive environments?
I think that's a terrible thing to suggest.
That's
I don't agree with that at all.
I mean, I'd like to think that you're taking him out of context, because I think he has a lot of good things to say, but that doesn't sound like something I could get behind, because that would suggest that having unprotected sex, I mean, if you take this to the logical conclusion, what I'm thinking is having unprotected sex would mean that it's sort of a form of aggression if you don't have a contract with the person you're having sex with, or some kind of agreement that if there is a pregnancy that you will both raise a child, because, you know, you could end up pregnant, the person could leave, and then you are abusing your child, I suppose, by trying to raise it on your own. I mean, how could that possibly be considered abuse?
What he was getting at was that people raised in single parent homes would be more troubled and would be more likely to commit crimes. And, you know, in this case, he was talking about rape, but he also
it's not giving the child enough room in their crib. Is that also abuse? Like, you know, if you can't afford a super nice crib, if you just give them, like, you know, a mattress on the ground, that's also abuse. And if you don't have, like, you know, super nice markers for the kids to play with, that's abuse too, because they would probably be better off if they had nice Crayola markers to play with.
Yeah, I don't support this at all. I mean, to suggest that somebody is a bad parent, or that, you know, that because some children of single parents act out, means that anybody who's a single parent is abusive toward their child just by nature, it's ridiculous to make that suggestion, in my opinion. And I believe that he would say that, because Stéphane Molyneux has this very specific, you know, code that he lives his life by, or whatever, to each his own. But gosh, most of the single parents I've known have tried real hard to be the best parents they could possibly be. Thank you for the call, Nathan. I appreciate it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com. That's sacredgrammar.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll free. Even in the remaining moments, there is enough time for you and your thoughts. If you get on the lines right now, toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We've had a number of Skype contacts tonight. You can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send your contact request. It will be approved, and it will be easy for you to get on the air after that point. The School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and browse through their 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrots and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and much more. SchoolSucksProject.com. We continue here with you and your thoughts. Jeff is listening in Washington State. Hello, Jeff. You're on with Ian and Allie.
Hi, Jeff.
We talk live.
Hello. How are you guys doing this evening?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to jump in with the how you guys talking about a single parent factor versus, you know, two parents. Personally, I didn't meet my dad till I was 21, and when I did, I found out that he was a big drug addict. And I didn't meet my other siblings on my dad's side until I was I met my one brother when I was 19, my stepbrother when I was 21, and my sister when I was 23. And the brother and sister lived with my dad. Both ended up doing drugs. And
yeah, probably better to not have the drug addict dad in your life than to have him in your life.
Yeah, and that was a, you know, that recall that my mom had made when she got pregnant with me. You know, she kind of realized that, and I'm grateful for that. But I grew up with my mom. She was 16 when she had me, and
wow.
I had pretty lax rules for the most part, you know, because she was still a teenager and whatnot. But we kind of learned things together growing up, and it kind of made me a better dad, I think, because
interesting.
I know what it was like to grow up without a father, and it sucked, you know, not having that kind of influence. And, you know, I had to learn everything I know from my grandpa and my uncle and whatever men my mom might have brought around at that point.
Yeah.
So were your grandparents like a big influence in your life? Were they almost acting as a father figure for you?
Oh, yeah. My grandpa, he was basically my dad. And I very much admire him. He's probably one of my favorite people I've ever met. So,
Jeff, I want to thank you for sharing your story, and glad it worked out for you, and thanks for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. Another important thing to point out about this idea that was suggested in the, you know, in the last segment, there's this other talk show host who was talking about how he thinks that single parenthood is almost child abuse or something
well,
like
you
that.
You know, I'm thinking about the statement now, and I don't think that what the implication, if it was said, would be that the parent that sticks around decides to do the parenting, they're the abusive one. I think they're talking about the parent that leaves. The responsibility of having a kid and not taking care of it, that's abusive. To not be there for the child that you're responsible
for. I don't know, you didn't hear it,
for.
And I didn't hear it, but our caller was giving his
But I could almost see an argument. If you make a child with someone and you're just going to leave and not be responsible for it, and you didn't have some contract that said, hey, if I have sex with you, you get pregnant, then it's your baby, and I don't take any responsibility. If you don't have such contract, then you are responsible for the pregnancy just as much.
Oh, I think that the person's responsible, but either way, the point I was going to make is that single-parent homes, in a lot of cases, you're dealing with poor families. And if you are living in a poor kind of situation, that also may lead someone to commit crimes. Simply because they're in that kind of an environment which is not necessarily going to be the best for raising kids. You know, if you've got money, it's easier to raise kids.
What about this? What if you have a kid and you don't make enough money to feed it? Him or her, I mean.
What do you mean?
What if you have a baby and you can't get money to feed it?
You should probably give it up. If you can't feed your
kids. If you try to keep it and you just keep it on this diet where it's just kind of like, it's not going to starve to death, but it's just going to barely make it by. It's going to be a very painful experience. It's going to stunt.
They're hungry
all the time. It's going to stunt his or her growth and lots of bad effects of not getting the nutrients you need. Is that abuse to not feed
There's an argument to be made for that. Yeah, there's an argument to be made for that. What do you think?
It's curious. I don't know. I feel like the relationship between parent and child is interesting how it evolves from, like, obviously, when you're first born, someone has to be your caretaker, and that's sort of what the parent typically, the role the parent assumes, or, you know, if you're adopted, then, you know, your adoptive parents assume is they're your caretaker. It's not that they own you, mm-hmm. but they're responsible for you and your development, feeding you, giving you naps and stuff and all that.
And they should be until you're able to emancipate yourself.
Right, until at some point you're able to make your own decisions, until you're able to act at your own will, and you don't need someone holding your hand and telling you to look right and left before you cross the street, mm-hmm. then, you know, you start to express self-ownership. You see this in kids when parents complain about them rebelling. Well, they're trying to define their boundaries of who they are.
Let's go to Wendy. She's listening in Charleston, West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Wendy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I'm listening to you, and these are, like, really, really good things that you are talking about. Tough problem. There is a lot of statistics that back up that if you are poor and life is very hard, that you will use drugs. But I don't.
Well, there's plenty of rich people that use drugs, too. I mean, let's be clear.
Oh,
they can afford it.
Oh, completely, completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
It seems like sometimes
I don't see how it's child abuse. I just can't see how that's child abuse.
You mean for a parent to be a drug user?
for a parent to be a single parent.
Oh, yeah. I agree totally. It's absolutely not child abuse.
Do you think it... What do you think should be... What are the responsibilities of the parents? Like, I mean, let's be honest, you know, when a couple gets pregnant, then the girl is the one who's stuck with the baby. She's got to at least have the baby. The guy could leave while she's pregnant, right?
That's true.
So what is the responsibility?
Then there's the movie, I Am Sam. I mean, you know.
I don't know it.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. But so the girl,
is that the Son of
Sam
movie?
Could leave. I don't know about that so much.
What about deadbeat dads? Like, what should, like, should you be able to? Like, would you want to force a guy to stay around to help parent the child? I mean, should is
a
the
loser?
System is a system yeah. with child support, like making payments to the mother? Do you think that should maybe be enough? You know, should the mom maybe have an option in that case of whether the dad has to stick around and perform chores or tasks to help out, or if they have to just pay in a lump sum amount at some point? You know, who knows how it would work in a what did the other call it? Called a libertarian...
Libertarian paradise.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I just can't judge anybody like that. But it just seems accountability and responsibility would be a good thing. And if
I judge the hell out of deadbeat dads.
Aww.
You know, I think
well,
that the system is terrible.
Well, we don't know enough circumstances, but...
Yeah,
I judge them. If they got a girl pregnant and left,
well, no, it's
them.
Mutual.
What if she poked holes in the condom?
No, I mean, they consented, assuming they consented.
Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. Look, I think that the system is pretty awful as it is. I know one guy who, you know, has been put in jail more than once here in the Keene area. He's not a bad guy, but he's also, you know, not really wealthy or anything like that, and he's got kids to pay for, but if you can't make the payments, they put you in jail.
He's in jail for something.
So how the hell are you going to make a payment to anybody if you're in jail?
It's that
yeah,
situation where the dad...
Yeah, down here in West Virginia, we have that same sort of catch-22 as well.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, what if the dad wants to be part of the child's life? They don't want to be a deadbeat dad. They want to be around, but the mom is just demanding that they make these child support payments that they can't afford. They would rather contribute with their time and love, but instead the single mom just wants money.
Or they've been banned, been banned from seeing the child, but yet still have to pay money to the mother. Talk about adding insult to injury in that particular
case.
But
what if the dad is a drug addict and the mom says, no, I don't want you to influence a child. I don't know. It's hard to say because the child is not property.
I know.
Oh, I just wish people would stop
really
having
hard
kids.
Time just learning. But what I really called in about was just sort of to raise a new issue, which
do it fast. You've got 20 seconds.
Okay. A mother, unfortunately, has the disease of addiction, and while the child is in utero, she does all kinds of stuff that damages the kid for his life.
Good question.
Yeah, should she be held liable for that? Can the child sue? Should the child be able to sue mom for being a loser and doper?
No, it's addiction. It's addiction. It's a disease of addiction. It's designer drugs, and they're just so hard.
Or if I smoke cigarettes while pregnant, is that abuse?
No, I'm talking crack.
Just saying it's addiction.
I
wish we had more time. Call us tomorrow night, Wendy. We can talk if you call earlier and get into this discussion. We don't have time tonight. There's more coming up tomorrow. See,
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.